started this shit.
Look at this. Look around you. None of this was here before. None of this was here. None of this was here before. We built this. Look around you. Look around you. We built this. We built this city on rock and roll. Last podcast.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's another part of the same episode of the S podcast that you've been watching. Woo woo!
Border Bash episode. Here we go. Fifth interview of the day.
Yeah, dude. Fifth. We're on a marathon, dude, and we're not done yet. We are here with our homie Welfare.
Hello. Finally, she's finally in the pod.
Finally on the pod.
I'm great. How are you?
You're doing great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You guys. How are you both?
You just performed. So, tell me.
I did.
Super sweaty. Your heart's racing.
I am very sweaty, yes. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to doing after this show?
Taking a shower.
Hell yeah. Shower. I'm usually a morning shower person, but like
really?
when I've done like a lot of activities.
Like you like morning showers?
I love morning showers. That's the only way I wake up.
I only do those when I absolutely have to. Yeah, I try to avoid them as much as possible.
Absolutely.
If I don't shower, I feel like I stink all day.
Well, like I shower like in the middle of the day or at night. Like that's like the cool, because it's not that cold. We're really talking about shower right now.
Yeah, low key. Okay, fine. Let's end it on this note. Just low key. I don't like laying in my bed dirty. Like I would rather be clean. That's just me, though. That's just me.
I feel
no shade.
I don't
that's
mind.
Just me.
That's true. When you gotta get up like this, I mean, it's gotta be like, damn, like you gotta.
Oh, I definitely always. Off. Well, not always, but I definitely try to hold myself to that standard of removing my makeup before I go to bed. Yes.
How long does that take?
Probably about a good half hour.
Because the thing is, I want to talk about that particular, because this is very, like, this thing you do with your eye, like, this is very much your look.
I just wake up like this.
Yeah, she's like, this is how my skin is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was born this way.
That's cool. I love this look.
Oh, tight.
Dude, get this shit tattooed so it can be real.
Yeah, exactly. Hell it needs no. to be like.
Bring that back. The my like my aunt and shit has like the tattooed eyebrows and stuff. Should we just bring that back?
Where did you get that from?
What?
This is just
oh,
look.
My makeup?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did what's the inspo for all of
it's
this?
It's just I'm just expressing myself, man. I just feel like sometimes it's a line, sometimes it's just dots. Sometimes it's like nothing, just shadow. Sometimes it's just liner. It varies, but I'm a natural squinter. Mm-hmm. I squint a lot.
Me too.
And I feel like my eyes are naturally slanted as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people think I'm high all the time.
Same.
I'm not.
Same
I
energy,
swear
dude.
Got you.
Like I'll be taking pictures and they'll just be like, can you like open your eyes more? And I'm like, dude, like I'm seeing clearly, so this is as far as it goes. Like, I don't know what more you want me to do. And I have to go like this and I look fucking stupid.
Oh, this is a jam. I'm sorry, but yes, I've learned a trick to do this. This opens the eyes up, tilting your head forward.
Oh, no way.
But I definitely have the tendency to, I'm just a natural squinter. So I just like looking like I have eyes pretty much. Damn. But my shit's very, to answer your question, my shit's very inspired by like 60s makeup. Awesome. Very like precise and clean lines.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm OCD, so it's just a win-win.
I was just going to say, because like the look, like when you go on your Instagram, like you just like scroll through and like you have a look. Like you have a look, you have a vibe, all your videos. You. Like they're different, but they're, you could just tell they're from the same person. Where were you a year before you had all this work behind you? Because now you have like 5 videos down.
I do, yeah. It's been a crazy year. I don't know, man. I've just, it's like what? I'm talking to me right now. Like, what are you waiting for? You know what I mean? Because before I would be like, oh, I'm going to save this idea for what though? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to save this for something. And I'm just very, now I'm very stream of consciousness. Like, almost everywhere, like on stage, in my writing process, in the recording process. I think the most structured it gets is like visually, if I'm working with a videographer, I mean, obviously I gotta have like a concept and all that. We can't just, you know, freestyle.
Hey, start recording. But,
start filming me, we'll think of something. Yeah. Shout out to Red Heart Media, by the way.
Shout out to Red Heart
and
Media.
And Sarah.
You're the shit. And Sarah. And Danny.
Danny.
Shout out to Mitu. You guys fucking rock.
Boom.
I don't know if I can cuss on the show. But
yes, you can.
We love cussing here.
We love it.
But yeah, so it's been a good time. But before this year, I had one visual out. Mm-hmm. And it was for my single Complicated. And that was from like 2016 or something. But I'm about to release my third EP. So I've been doing this for almost 8 years. But
As Welfare?
As Welfare, yeah. Since day one. Wow. But, you know, just with time, I feel like, and more life experience, it naturally just kind of resonates out, and I got more to say, I guess.
I feel you.
Well, I ask you, sorry, I'm going to finish my thought. I only ask you that because if you don't know about too much about our event, you know, you'll notice there's a lot of greenery. Our podcast this season is season 2, so we decided to call it Level 2, and that's because Angel and I felt like, as creators, we felt like we were leveling up from the last season because it just jumped in listenership. Yeah. And so I think it's important for people who already love you, because there's so many of us out there, me included, who just want to learn about, like,
I love you right back.
Well, because thank you. Well, because you seem like you have a secure look. You know what I mean? You have it down.
Oh, thanks.
So it, for some people to see that, it might seem a little scary is not the word, but
I'm scared right now.
Intimidating. It might seem intimidating because, like, damn, like, she just has it figured out. But I think it's always important for people, for people to know that it's always a question.
You heard it here first.
even though, like, she look so put together, I bet you still feel like there's still more to go. There's still more to refine.
Absolutely. There's so much shit I don't know, guys. I'm here for the first time, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, well, as far as we know, we only have one life, right?
Right.
As far as we know.
Maybe.
As far as we, like, know, like, for sure, like, as far as we know, no one dead can tell us, like, yo, like, we got, like, 9
like,
more
you
lives.
You get reincarnated,
you know what I mean?
It's cool.
It's all good.
That's just my main motivation in life, to even be an artist.
I feel you. So you said you've been doing Welfare for, like, 8 years. Like, has what Welfare is, or who Welfare is, like, has that changed in these 8 years?
I have. And Welfare's me, but the message hasn't. The overall message of what Welfare is and why I chose the name in the first place was because I didn't think that my regular name was cool enough, and I also was just too, like, I was just too indecisive. So I just wanted to pick something that I knew I would believe in and support and rep forever. And what Welfare is just, overall, it's well-being, like, in all areas of life. Like, your welfare, our welfare, my welfare, whatever that is to you, as long as you're not hurting anybody, like, you know, YOLO. Do people still
YOLO,
say that?
YOLO, yeah, dude. It's a little dated, but you know what?
Tepid.
We're bringing
it
back.
It definitely does not, but you know what I mean? Like, you only live once. Like, that's the kind of mentality. Like, kind of do you, you know, do what you want. Because, I mean, it's your life. You know what I mean?
Be you.
You only live once.
Yeah, do you.
As far as we know.
Exactly.
Yeah, as far as we know. Who knows?
Man? Some people think they're Bobby's bank. Love that music video. Speaking of music videos, you just dropped one.
I did.
Yes, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of music videos, you just dropped one.
Yes, I did.
What's it called? And tell us a little bit about how it came together.
Okay, it's called Purple Sheets, and it's kind of about someone's purple sheets. And it's basically just the overall message of the song is to kind of value your time enough to kind of be selected with who you give it to, who you spend it with. You know what I mean? Because it sucks. It sucks learning that lesson. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Song's just about that. And it literally says in the song over and over and over again, which is literally what the chorus is next time I'll think it through.
That's what I always say.
So, and we never do it.
And then the next line is purple sheets and you. But the overall message is next time I'll think it through, period. And that can be, I feel like it can be applied to a ton of things. You know what I mean?
Hard fucking lessons. How do you know when you're giving your time to the wrong person?
That's the trick right there. Usually you can't really tell until they, you know, shit starts going wrong.
Fuck you over.
I mean, there's really no way out. I feel like sometimes you just have no idea, and then there's other times where you know exactly what you're doing, and you just like don't care because you're just like whatever. Like I don't care. You know what I mean? So. That was just my personal experience with something like that, and I just wrote a little bop about it.
I like that you have meanings for every one of your songs that you've written. Behind, even down to your name. Do you feel like it's important that people understand the meaning that you intended, or whatever it means to them?
No, I know what I'm. It's like just having a sense of self. You know, I just happen to be an artist, I guess, but. I enjoy people's interpretations of it. That's what it's there for. I feel like art also shouldn't make any sense. I feel like it doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. I love hearing people's interpretations of songs that I wrote. And then of course it's cool if they ever hit it right on the head, but I'm just more concerned with just them connecting with it, period. You know what I mean? Because I made it low-key for me. Like, I'm doing this for me, like, so I can feel fulfilled. And everything I write about, yeah, it does have a message, and honestly, it's something that I went through, and that's how I write, is by getting, this is how I get through my shit, you know what I mean? Whether it's good or bad, every now and then I'll write a song where I'll just make it up from, like, a perspective of something, but for the most part, I'm writing about something that was either hard for me to get through or I was, like, really stoked about. Yeah.
I thought you said when I was really stoned.
No, I was like, dude. Full transparency. I've been staying sober for all these interviews, and man,
that's amazing.
It hurts.
It's something.
It really hurts. Cool. It really hurts. No, but I mean, it's cool because I get to be full and present. Like, this is why I want to do it, because I want to be amazing. Present with each one of our guests.
I'm gonna pat you on the back.
Thank you.
Good job, dude.
But it is hard.
That's tight.
When you were thinking of the visuals for your music video, like. What were you trying to how were you trying to complement the music that you wrote with the visuals? Like, what were you thinking
for this latest video?
Yeah, for this latest one.
Good question. So basically,
one point for Angel. Damn it!
Anytime, like, it's kind of like a game. Like, anytime one of us asks a question, and the person's
just
like,
kind
good
of one
question.
Up each other.
Yeah, there's a scoreboard. Angel's winning.
Okay. Well, basically, the song. At first, I was just thinking. Of course, I just thought purple. Because the name is Purple Sheets. But I honestly just at the time really got into this Vegas showgirl from the 70s. Her name's Lola Falana. And look her up if you don't know who she is, but she's really, really cool. She was a singer, a dancer, an actress. She was really popular back then. And she did the damn thing. She was a really good singer, phenomenal performer. And she actually has a video where they use those big ass burlesque feathers that I use in my video, and it was just heavily inspired by that specific video. I don't even think it has a name. I think it's literally just called Lola Falana, like !! or something.
That's crazy.
It's just super, super vintage. You could tell it was shot on film, like, but anyway, yeah, I just got really inspired by that, and I was like, damn, the color scheme of like what she used, even the feathers, was, I guess, kind of like a pinkish, more on the pinkish side, but I was like, yeah, I can do this, just make it like purple.
Throw some purple shit on there.
Yeah, I was just really into that. So I was like, I want to do something like this, and I'm releasing a single. So, ta-da.
Okay, and it came out fantastic.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So before we end this interview, we've been talking about who you used to be, who you are now. Tell us about who you want to be in like a year. What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to get done in a year?
Well, every time someone asks me this, I feel like I genuinely just want to stay inspired. I want to keep channeling my emotions. I'm a very emotional person. I just start crying.
Is that also the cancer?
That's absolutely.
Cancer in you. Astrology. Oh, sorry.
I was like, what?
Oh, we're getting serious. That's not funny. Okay. No.
Not funny.
Oh, I got scared.
No. I don't know too much about. I don't know too much about that. I have a sister who does, and she kind of like, you know, did the whole thing. But all I know is that I'm on a cusp, and I'm not even sure if that's a real thing. Mm. But it's basically the borderline of two signs. So my birthday is June 21st. So some say it's the last day of Gemini, and then the others say it's the first day of Cancer. Mm. And just my observation, those two signs are completely polar opposites. So I feel like I don't make any sense ever. But like, yes, that's what we mean by the cancer side of me, the very emotional, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like I naturally, with every emotion that I feel that's like heavy and that like affects me, like something that bugs me throughout the day or I'm really happy about throughout the day or whatever, I feel like I naturally want to channel it into like, you know, I love writing songs. I love making music, and I've learned a lot about engineering and production this past 2 years. So before, I didn't know shit. I just had ideas and I could, you know, write melodies and words and stuff. That was something that's always been natural. But now that I kind of have the tools and have the buttons and the, you know, the knowledge to kind of make my vision come to life even more, it's just cooler. So I just plan on learning more, being more of an open book and just staying inspired, you know, and growing this vision that I have of being a better person and making better art for people to listen to.
Fucking beautiful.
As a wise filmmaker once said, it's important to understand the tools that you use to create your art before you go and use them. That's Barry Jenkins for you. And I think it's smart that you use that philosophy too.
Oh,
it's an honor to have you here because we've been able to have the likes of Crisola on our show, Veronica Rosa. And
amazing.
Whenever I think
love
of you
her.
Three ladies, I just think like, this is the future of like our scene, you know? At least on
powerhouse.
My, yeah, like powerhouse. It's like show stealers, you know?
Like, cause it's like not just music wise, just like the whole look, the fucking performance of it, like it's really dope. And like,
thank you.
I see you as a performer. Like, I see someone who fucking knows what they're doing and knows what they stand for. And through this interview, it's even more clear.
So, oh, thank you awesome. So much. My pleasure. Thank
of
you.
Of course. So now all of you know Welfare so much more better. Thank you so much.
Thank
again,
you.
We
Peep
will
music
see you.
Video.
Peep the music video. Watch all the music videos in a row.
Check it out.
click that playlist.
My favorite song is Recreational, so
same.
Keep that one.
Oh, fuck nice.
That one's great.
Thanks, take man. A big-ass bong hit while listening to that song.
Fuck your style. Oh, yeah. It's hurting. It's hurting. Being away from me. Just two more interviews. Two
bye.
More interviews.
Bye.
I'm glad we got that on our fucking
dude, a picture of him is gonna pop out.
Love you, Sneaky.
Do y'all like what's the word I'm looking for? Like dissect?
We have some taboo subjects we don't talk about.
No.
What?
Do you dissect the show after you play? Like, do you all sit around being like, all right, let's talk about
actually, yeah, that's exactly what
after every
did.
Show?
I mean, if there's things to talk about.
If there's things to talk about, we'll talk about it. We're our own worst critics.
So when you don't have anything to say, is that a good sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
We're like, we did.
But there's usually something.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Who's the harshest critic?
It's probably me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brian's,
never satisfied?
The brainchild.
What is it? What do you look for in a performance?
This is the
that
no,
right?
I'm just kidding.
What the fuck you fucking say?
What would this be out? It wouldn't be out unless it was used.
Right.
It's definitely used.
Hey, it's
whose
clean.
Socks are these?
It's clean.
Dude, this sock is used. Look at this heel. No, I'm gonna use the fuck out of this. But I'm just saying, the sock is fucking used. It's too
strong. I bought those specifically for
let's start.
Let's just start this shit.
Let's just start.
You're not wearing socks.
I'm like, Oscar, shut up. Hello, we're here with the fucking Altons.
Honestly, the band that for all intents and purposes really stole the show tonight. How does that feel, y'all? Like, to see, I remember growing up as a 19-year-old and going to see your, I remember a specific show where there was a bus. It was kind of
the
like
Wandering Gypsies,
the Wandering Gypsy
album
show.
Release.
That's right.
Perez's Tires.
And I just remember like that crowd. It was such a small sellout crowd. But like to go from that to like now where people are like literally like in herds coming to see you. What's that jump been like for y'all? Like as musicians that have just been at this for so fucking long.
That's what we've been working towards.
Beautifully said.
That is what we like.
That is.
I don't know. I think it's like is blessing the right word?
Yes.
If it's not religious, blessing like, in the most non-religious
blessing
way.
Blessing in these skies, as we like to say.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Like, yeah, man, like, we've been working hard. Like, we're always practicing, like, making new material. Like, we got these great musicians, Adriana and Caitlin and Joe. Like that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to, like, get all over the world. So, yes.
Fuck
like,
yes.
Thank you to everybody who's, like, listening, coming out. Like tonight, exactly.
Beautiful.
My monogram right now is killing it.
Dude, wow. Hell yeah.
Like,
dude, fans of my monogram.
Yes.
My monogram has been at it just as long as we have.
Yeah,
it's true. All the iterations.
They were
the
our neighbors.
Have
they were our neighbors.
They were our neighbors
in
the studio.
Studio.
Have you been aware of
they
them?
Were
yeah.
In the next
I played bass for California Sun Band for
which
one
is,
show. Like
what? My monogram. Well,
yeah, my monogram's
the
band
name
before.
Wow.
Edgar.
Yeah.
The singer, Edgar's. Like he had another project. And Homeboy.
Yeah, I played. It was one show though. I didn't play bass for them. I played.
But you
I knew about them, and I knew like they were all in the same grind. Like they needed a show. Like it
so
was
like,
somewhere in like the pier of like.
That's
everyone's hustling.
Everybody's
like, we're all in the same music scene.
My favorite thing about today, as I've been telling Chris, just seeing everyone being like, "Oh shit, look, you're here!" I mean, like, dude, you're playing tonight too. Like, damn! And just everyone just being so happy to be around. Like-minded and talented musicians. Like, it's
I think that's respect to like Border X bringing everyone together.
Yeah,
like it's a central hub.
This
for, like,
lineup for sure.
Oh, and this lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
you guys did a good job with that.
Yeah. Aww,
thank you.
It's bringing all the old homies.
Me personally, I've wanted to play with the tracks for a long time. And
we've been wanting
like,
to see them.
Like it's like missing gigs and like things not working out and like everyone's busy and then like talking to them directly and they'll be like, dude, when are we gonna play a show?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, dude, I want it to happen too, but like everyone's super busy and it's just like and I would not like it any other way of like how it worked out today. Like
yeah,
it's cool. It's cool that it's your
cool.
event. And that like it's in the hood and like everyone's
in
here,
the hood.
Like, liking it.
Fuck
City
yes.
of Bell represent.
City of Bell. So
you
who's actually from Bell?
Not me.
Not me.
Damn, fake ass food. I'm from Maywood. I went to Bell. I went to Bell High School.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
I'm from Huntington Park. Shout out.
What are you repping?
I grew up in North Hollywood.
Nice.
No.
Where you from?
I'm from East LA.
I'm from East LA, homie.
I'm from East LA.
The theme of tonight's event, honestly, is like basically growth. Like you see a lot of green shit. You see our mural. It's about growth. And I know y'all have had massive growth within the last year. But I want to hear a little bit if you can reflect on who you were a year ago. And who that person looks like and how they've changed to the person we see today.
Individually or as a group?
You can do both, whatever you feel like.
Well, I think as a group, I could say, first off, we were experimenting. We had, some of us came, like some of us were already in a band together. So like we're already like adapted to each other's like style of like jamming. And then all of a sudden, like we got Adriana, we got Joe, we got Caitlin, and that created a whole new like dynamic. So that was like a whole new style. So I think that makes sense because in our first EP, we had, you know, like we were like playing kind of freestyle. We had all these kind of different like styles of songs. And then when we released our new album in the meantime, when they came along and like it changed. It changed.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, it changed.
I didn't see that. New energy, new blood, new energy, right?
New
like
blood,
into the.
And like what we came up with, like I'm like we're all very happy with, and like, and we're continuing to keep like growing as we did today. Like we played new songs.
And there's new music coming.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
The grind doesn't stop.
The grind doesn't stop.
Never.
Yeah.
And
so.
It's really cool when you're surrounded by like musicians that want to make new music. And like, I think Caitlin was a great addition to the group, and we were very lucky. She's 100%. Like, yes. She's super versatile. Like, she does so much, and it's just exciting to make music with new people. And like, it's like, it's dope that it's under the name of the Altons. I love who I work with, and it's like,
love you,
it's very love cool. It's very cool that we're working together. We're making new music for everyone, whoever wants to listen.
Fuck yes.
And I gotta say, it for me, as a fan, like, and as a friend, like, it's just been, like, so overwhelming, just as, like, as a solo creative, like, to see y'all, like, blossom, and just, like, to see, like, yeah, like, finally, they're getting their, like, you guys are getting your due, and you're working with good people.
Thank you.
It's, like, I can tell you guys just look healthier. Like, I know you're drinking, but, like, you know, you look healthier. You look healthier. And you look happier. And that's what I love about the Altons. You know, there was a dude with, like, either braids or dreads, or not dreads, with, like, braids out there, and he's vibing. It's just like, dude, like, you would never expect a dude looking like that to be fucking with your shit, and that, I think, speaks volumes about you.
And that's honestly what's happened a lot. Like, there's people, like, of all creeds and everything that come and see, and they're like, dude, we're fans. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, I never would have guessed. Well, that's fucking awesome. Like,
by the way, you look, like, I would have known.
Like, you look great. Like, dude, that's awesome. I love when people don't look a certain style and they're just like who they are and they dig the music. That means a lot.
When your album dropped, like, I told this to Gabe, and I don't know if I've ever told all y'all, but like, when I first listened to it, it was like the first, it was like kind of listening to y'all for the first time because I stopped kind of hearing you as my friend's band, and I heard you like as a fucking band for the first time, and it was so beautiful. And it was like such a great
thing. I was in the car when he first said that. I remember that.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. And it's just like, it made me happy seeing the fruits of your labor fucking finally pay off.
Honestly, dude, like, for anyone listening, like, we want people to challenge us. Like, we need that. Like, it keeps us like sharp. And for you to do that, to take the step back and be like, all right, like, take the personal aspect out of it. Like, they're my friends, and, you know, whatever they play, I'm going to like, no, like, you know, give us your real criticism.
Exactly.
And that's exactly where we're at right now. Like, we want to fucking take over the world. And so here we are playing these songs.
Like, really? She's like, ooh. I'm just trying to take over East LA.
That's just the beginning. And, like, with these people, we can do it. And that's, like, that's where I am. Musically and spiritually, like, we have the right elements to create the, like, great things, you know?
You have the power to create greatness.
Great songs, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, everyone has an opinion. Like, we make songs. Exactly. And you decide whether you dig them or not.
We're not gonna please everyone. Nobody can ever please anyone.
Of course not.
It's true.
But what we create, I am so in love with. That's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of positivity going around, which I love. But a thing I also love is hearing successful folks like yourselves talk about the tough times and the tough moments. So can you talk about, like,
oh my god,
like a moment as a band or as an individual in the band that it was just like really difficult to get over?
There's been so many times. There's been so many.
What's one that, like, really just, like, just stayed with you?
I want to hear from Adriana. And Caitlin, what the hell? Caitlin, you said something.
You haven't uttered a word.
She was there. She was there.
I have my own sock over here.
Okay, each of you, here. You get a mic?
I want to hear story time.
I don't know, man. A difficult time. I mean, it's, being a musician in LA is hard. LA has seen everything. So it's like really hard to wow LA crowds, and like there's moments where like you're playing and you're playing your heart out and people are on their phones. And it's like, I don't hate on that because I'm on my phone, or like I'm recording things when I go to a concert because I want to record it so I can remember it, and I get that. But also it's like you look down and there's like phones or like things like that, and I'm like, are you really watching? Are you on your phone? And it's like that kind of beats you up a little bit. And it's just like, I have definitely played to 3 people at a bar on like a Thursday or something like that. And that's like a blow to your ego if you want to talk about that. But like you make up for that like on another day. Like let's say it's a Tuesday and people actually show up. So it's like it's win and lose. It's like you're not in this for just the good. You're in it because you like it. And it's like whether people show up or not, I'm still going to sing that song. And like if they're there to see it, tight. And if they're not, it's the truth. You know what I mean? So it's like the hard times are always happening. It's like we're successful and like we're trying to do this and we're doing it as a group, and it's dope, and it's a project that we're doing outside of our day jobs. But it's hard, man. Every day is hard. It's like we chose this route, and it's not easy.
But it's been so fruitful, which is exciting.
Definitely. Like, we made so many friends. Like, all these people are super supportive. I'm not complaining in any way, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, it's real, you know?
What about you, Caitlin? As a musician, any tough times?
Tough times. Yeah, I mean, it's a long process of growth, of being where you feel like you want to be, and then when you think you're there, then there's the next phase of where you want to be. But I agree that there's ups and downs. I wouldn't have it any other way. Whether I'm being paid or not, I'm gonna play drums. I'm gonna want to get together with people and play music, because what else is there, honestly? Like, this is what we live. This is what we live for.
I just want to say one thing to add to that. So I was recently at a Slayer concert, one of the last ones.
We get it.
With my homie.
With
my homie Adrian Morales. Thanks for the ticket, brother.
We saw the whole concert.
I posted it up. I posted all of it.
We were right there.
Point is, like, looking back on the video, like, I'm surprised you see it. How many people are on their phones? Like, recording too. And not headbanging. I was headbanging.
And recording.
Damn, you're so revolutionary.
You can basically be a multitasker.
Yeah.
But, what the fuck? And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's true, it's true. But,
like, what the?
But point is that even as such a big band, even to this day and age, you're going to have these people who go to your show just to record you on their phone, doing whatever they want.
But I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. So that's where we have to come in. And, you know, step it up and, like...
It's just a rocky road.
I love Rocky.
Yeah, that's just the time we're in right now, too.
It's never easy. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth it.
It's true. I think the most difficult thing is like, having to miss a bunch of, like, gatherings with everybody else. Like, you commit your life to doing music. Like, so every weekend, like... fortunately, like, all these things are, like, on the weekend. So that's when
people are music. Hey, I'm graduating. I'm having my party, blah, blah. I have a gig. And then, okay, well, let's meet up the next... I have a gig then, too.
That's the truth.
And they're like, wow. And I'm like, dude, I'm not, trying to, like, intentionally not go. Yeah. It's like, I really have to do this because I've been working at it for years. So, like, and they're like, okay. And then you're like, shit.
This is so true. Like,
you're like, I'm a dick.
That's
but
very
it's like,
true.
You, well, you it's dedicate hard. Things to certain things. And then they like going to the big shows and they're like, wow, this is cool. And I'm like, oh, you remember all the times I missed that? All of that was working towards this.
Yeah, when people are like, wow, you're actually like did something.
And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I've been trying.
So we talked about like who you all were. We talked about who you are now. Since we're talking about growth, we're going to end this interview with talking about who do you want to be in like a year? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you hope to be in a year?
In a year, I want to keep being me. Yeah. And I just hope to keep playing and go out to different cities, be able to spread our music to different places, and be able to perform in different places.
Why is being you so important?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Fuck!
Dang!
This is why they hired you, huh? I don't know. I feel like it's like, especially at this age, I'm not gonna say how old I am, 30. But at this age, I feel like I have a grasp of who I am, and I don't want to lose that. Like, I'm comfortable with who I am. I love who I am. And then, no matter what happens within the next years, I want to keep growing as an individual, keep learning, but I want to stay true to who I am, and keep playing music.
In the next year, I want to keep playing music with all of them, like all of us. Like, we're the unit, we're the chemistry, like, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. And I know we can travel the whole world. So I'm aiming big, I'm aiming for the stars.
Manifest, dude. The only way to go is to the stars.
But also, you know, like, stay true to each other and, you know, create. Like, I love what we're doing. And we'll just keep going.
Cute.
Keep going.
Y'all
better say something equally as cute.
Oh.
Hold the sock.
Hold the sock.
Yeah,
hold
this. I agree with what they both said. My own unique contributions to music. Just putting that on a bigger platform in recordings and different cities. I want to see more of the world. I want to keep, you know, recording, coming up with new things, just staying creative, keep growing. I mean, it's all about just continuing to grow and using what I have and just keep building on it.
And as a band, I have to say, y'all all together look like the equivalent of a very happy married couple.
Thank you.
I think that's the right amount of ingredients mixed with that beautiful cella sound that y'all are known for. That's what makes the Altons, and that's why they're so
special. It's funny you say that, man. Being in a band is like being in a relationship. It's like you guys.
Yeah, you guys. Wait, I was like, I see the love in your eyes. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, come on. It's not that great all the time.
Like,
of course not. But it's like,
top that shit off, Adrian.
I don't know if I can top that off, but like, I want to travel, man. I'm very much a traveler. I want to see the world, and I would like to see the world while playing music.
And I see that in all of us.
Yeah, I see that too. And I feel like we could do that together. It's like a, it's a hustle, and we're all hustling every day, and it's like trying to get the name out there and like nonstop just overposting and flooding our friends of like feeds. Unfortunately, I'm really sorry. But like, it's sorry. Like we believe in ourselves. I'm not sorry, but we believe in ourselves. And like, I just went to, I went to France and I got to play music out there, and I had that moment of like, I want to do this shit.
You're like, this is it.
Like, I'm like, dude, I would love to travel and also play music, because that's my gift. I don't know if people see it that way, but I would like to give that to whoever wants to listen. And like, I want to do that in the year to come.
Perfect.
With these people.
So y'all better fucking listen to the Altons, to the Us podcast.
In the meantime, streaming now.
It's out now. Go stream on that shit.
And go watch fucking Apple, I'll Be Around music video directed by this motherfucker right here.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker.
He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you did that.
Yeah, that was you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we go back.
But you guys also threw a great event, so you should be really proud, man. This event is tight.
Thank you.
It's cool, man. It's like, everyone who's here, it's a neighborhood, and like, people are really liking it, and the set, I mean, the lineup is tight, so congrats.
We are all dope as fuck.
You know what? We're dope.
We're hella dope.
Let's cut this, please.
Dude, we're all connected. Like, while we were just doing this,
we started, right? A quick little thing. We just interviewed the Altons before this, and they just talked about you guys, how like you guys were like neighbors, like studio neighbors. Yeah. And shit, you know?
And they're high school down the street, like
Bell High School? Yeah, dog, yeah. Bell High School alumni 2012, homies.
06.
That is fucking sick, dude. And we're here in the fucking hood.
Exactly,
dude.
I was super proud to just like be playing with them and being in the space. Just like it all comes together, you know?
Absolutely.
That's so beautiful, man. What's up, everyone? Another interview right here. The penultimate interview. We have one more after this. We are here. Y'all know who we are. We are here with Mind Monogram. Woo. Motherfuckers. And y'all heard who my monogram was. We were just talking about the Altons. They name dropped you, foos. We were just talking about how we are all connected. I guess so we can get the other side of it. Like, they've been talking about you guys have been grinding for a long time, you know? And so, like, can you just talk about, like, the whole theme of this event has been growth. So can you talk about who you were like a year ago compared to now? You can talk as a band or as an individual as well.
And before you answer,
I'd love to get a self-introduction. Yeah, what are your names, homies?
My name is Edgar. I play guitar and do vocals for Mind Monogram.
My name is Billy. I do bass and vocals for Mind Monogram.
Yeah, I'm Chris. I do guitar and vocals for my monogram.
Chris.
Oh, yeah. I'm Brian and I do drums and no vocals.
Fucking big Chris energy right here. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so now we can get into reminiscing about who you folks were a year ago. What's changed? Like, how different are you from who you were a year ago?
Edgar, you want to start? Let's do it.
Fucking cut down on eating Takis like every day. So that's a major change, yeah.
He'd be like, hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos.
Seriously.
Put on some weight. That's different.
Dude, winter's coming.
I think one of the biggest changes really is, was it last year or the year before we released Ivory Hall? And then so this whole year alone, we've been approaching releasing this upcoming EP and these couple singles. And this time around, it's been a completely different approach. Like, this time around, we're playing a lot less shows, being a bit more picky, and really just hitting the studio harder than before.
What's changed since then?
I think it's just experience, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, learning what to not do right, go wrong?
Is it mostly through, like, would you say that kind of like through like bad experience? They're like, all right, like for sure we're never making this mistake again, and that's just now.
Yeah, for sure.
And being more prepared when things start to roll out. It's like trying to stay a couple steps ahead.
Yeah.
We all do the promotions and like videos. We contact videographers all ourselves, so we do everything DIY. So just kind of planning everything in advance and having everything ready to roll out, we try to organize things in general in an advanced state. And also, Edgar's having a baby. So that's like, we're so fucking happy for him. Like, yeah. There's so much to talk about in terms of that. And like, there's new feelings in the band. We're so happy for him. We're just... In the general state, kind of ecstatic for that, and it's like a new chapter in our lives. Yeah. Even though it's a bigger chapter in Edgar's life.
It's like the band's having a baby.
Honestly, it's like kind of like that because you know, we've known Edgar for such a long time. I've known him for almost like 16 years, so we grew up together in Bell. So it's fucking amazing. I'm super happy for him. I'm super happy for what's to come musically, and we're stoked to show that with the world. Honestly.
Hell yeah!
Good vibes. The Trax music is a nice little.
We fucking love them. We played with them a couple, like numerous times actually.
That's actually another studio neighbor right there.
Another studio neighbor.
We're actually all out of the same fucking building, Francisco Studios in Vernon.
Holy shit! Yeah. No way! All you guys were there.
The fucking spot?
No, not that one. The Francisco Studios, the one in Vernon. Yeah, on this
where
the
Altons were.
Yeah. Holy right there, shit, man. Dude. That's crazy.
Oh, you guys were there too?
Yeah, we and were the Tracks, dude. Oh. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
What about you, homie? Yeah, how have you grown? Who were you a year ago compared to now?
I don't know. A lot of ways, I guess. But my head's always like in terms of this band. Like, a lot of times my head is in, like, the engineering sort of thing, because I do a lot of the recording.
Nice.
He records all our singles and albums. Like,
is he the guru, the mixing guru?
Yeah, he does. Oh, he spends most of the time with the band.
I'm okay, but the...
Humble.
Your
band has to, like, hype you up, because you won't hype yourself up.
It's like all a learning experience, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's, I don't know. But in that way, I guess, like... Like just figuring out like the way to not, I mean, it'll change even going forward, but like just our process to like sit down and start recording.
This works right now, you know, it's just like this works right now, this is what feels good right now. I'm gonna go in this direction.
Yeah.
Until it doesn't feel good.
I like that. So y'all talked about how like the band energy kind of has changed throughout the years and stuff. Like, I guess, can you talk a little bit about like what brings about that change? And like, I guess, how do you handle like how do you have discussions about like, okay, I want to shift directions, or like, this is kind of where I want to go now with the band, and how do you do that?
All right.
It's probably just like living and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Every day, I'm sure you learn something new. You apply it to your art, you know, it's life imitates art, vice versa and shit. So more life experiences you go through, whatever, whether they be good and bad, I feel like that should reflect your art, and like that's where the vibes and everything goes, you know. Not necessarily it's always going to be like uplifting or a downer, but I mean, just keeping it real and being true to yourself and what you're putting out there, you know what I mean? Regardless of like just having no filter, you know what I mean? Not worried about judgment or whatever, just doing you, you know. And I think that's most important, because when you're doing that, then you're always going to feel good up there, you know, because you're not really faking the funk or whatever, you know.
So it's so wild. We've done a bunch of these interviews, and everyone's been pretty much echoing the same sentiments as being you, do you, just do what makes you happy. And I think that's the true growth. That is what level 2 is. That is what leveling up is. It's just like, it's just being okay with who you are and loving it.
Exactly.
And fucking and like, and then owning it. It's first it's understanding it, accepting it, owning it.
Embracing it, yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
Like
that's beautiful, man. Honestly.
Yeah. I feel that here. Yeah. Like, you guys look so coordinated. Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, you just look like a like brothers. You
know? y'all are like a fan, like y'all have very family vibes. Y'all are very soft spoken. Like, it's really cool. Like, I think me and Chris are just like taking it aback, but it's just like it's really nice, like being in front of like artists, you know, and you can just feel like the love for not just each other but for like the band, you know, and for the love of the music. I think it's super cool.
So then my final question is like, how much is that? Is Edgar Babies gonna get paid to be the merch guy?
Fuck, that's a good one. I'll get back to you, man.
All right, stop. That's a good one.
Hell yeah. So even though y'all seem calm, cool, and collected, I'm sure there's been some down moments of you guys as a band. Can you talk about how, like, I mean, I'm sure you've been grinding at it for so long. Obviously, like, you, no matter what happens, you're going to keep going. But can you talk about, like, some of these tough moments that have come up for you guys as a band? And how you've overcome those tough moments?
Probably, like, opportunities and stuff. It's kind of hard to, like, put it into words and shit. But when I think most musicians like that are coming out of, like spots like Southeast LA or East Los or South Central and shit or Watts, they've probably all gone through some of the similar things with booking. Like, sometimes it's really hard to just land shit when you're starting out in general. Even now, you know what I mean? Like, people won't give you a shot, but they'll give somebody out of Silver Lake who has like a, I'm sorry to drop that white privilege shit, but it's real. It's real.
It's real, though.
It's fucking
it's
real.
Real.
And that's why this nights like this are so important, because we're celebrating the brown. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, fuck the numbers. Like, fuck all that shit. Like, we don't even have the numbers, bro. But yet, this is our event. You know what I'm saying? This is like, it's about us as a people, not what our worth is to the outside fucking world.
Exactly.
And outside world meaning white people.
So just moving forward, regardless, you get me? Like, not really letting that phase you. Because some people do get really, like, put down by that shit. But when you talk to people in this, in any art field, like, that's something that comes up at some point in conversation. When it gets real, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's probably something. But as you, like, just stop giving a fuck and keep going, like, you kind of naturally gravitate towards those people and those people, vice versa, you know? You end up linking up. Kind of like we're here today and talking about this shit. You guys are passionate. It's the same thing, you know? You guys are on that same trip. So just keep going on your path and eventually... shit starts doors start to open, you know what I mean?
Surround yourself with like-minded creative folks.
Exactly.
And you're gonna be fucking fine, dude.
That's the key, dude.
That is the key.
All of tonight, man, I've just been seeing bands just like coming up to each other being like, you're fucking dope, dude. It's like, no, you're fucking dope, dude. And like, that's just so beautiful to me that everyone here is just here to support each other, you know?
100%.
That's fucking awesome. And so to kind of wrap this up, our final question that we've been telling every band is like, we've talked about where you came from. We're talking about who you are. How does the future look like? What do you want to accomplish in like a year? What do you hope to have done? Who do you hope to be in a year? And this is going to be individual growth, growth as a band, whichever you choose.
Yeah.
I want to be a good ass dad.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep making jams, you know? That's it. That's it.
I want to be a better friend. Not that I'm a crappy friend or anything.
Everyone was just like,
yeah. But like, I just want to, you know, keep getting better all the time, you know?
Yeah, dude. I'm right there with you. I always aspire to be a better friend.
Yeah, self-progression is an important thing. I want to be a better songwriter, especially for these guys. Like, I hold a very high bar, with these guys. They are awesome songwriters, and I want to bring it whenever I have something ready for them.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Definitely have that, and just be a better person in general, man. Like, I always growing as a person, and just being kind and figuring out who you are is super important. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
I honestly am.
Personally, something for next year for sure, I want to learn how to, you know, give back more to the community and the people in whatever way I can, and really just keep playing music, like, honestly, like, whatever it is, just keep playing music.
Dude, and honestly, as a band, maybe to do more stuff like this.
Yeah.
Collaborate more together.
Like, this event started in me and Chris's heads. It was just going to be like a 24-hour party, you know, like just something to cap the year off. And then our producer Sarah came along, and then she's like, okay, let's like scale it down. Let's do it for like a purpose, you know? Like, we always talk about like our community. It's like, how about we fucking give back to our community, you know? How about we fucking help people and use our platform and the people we know, because we've been just going through meeting all these amazing artists. It's like, let's fucking put our money where our mouth is and just fucking do this event to a night of just fucking growth, a night of just like love. And
not really well, as you can see.
I think we succeeded.
Off the night, seriously.
So thank
you.
It's not over. Thank you so much for being a part of this night of love
Likewise.
And growth.
Thank you for having us.
And thank y'all for listening. Listen to Mind Monogram. Listen to the Us Podcast. We'll be back for our final interview. Thanks, y'all. Okey-dokey.
I'm on a song.
If you smell,
I'm on a sock, you bitch.
Wow, that's a pretty great intro. Hello.
Welcome
if
back.
If you smell what the rut is
cooking.
Dude, and welcome good. Back to the final interview of the night
Jabroni.
For the Us Podcast. Holy shit, man. I don't know about y'all, but we're fucking tired, dude. Man. It's been a fucking
long
What
time are you today, man? It's like 1 o'clock or something?
Well, we were here last night till like 2 in the morning, and then we were at 10 in the morning.
Let me paint my day for you guys. Here until 2 in the morning. I work at fucking Tierra Mia now, so I have to get up at 6 a.m. I have to get up at 5:30.
You make coffee?
Yeah, I have to make coffee.
With
so I fucking
manager?
Yes, sir. I'm fucking making frappes and fucking lattes. So goddamn 12:30. The event's already started, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking tired. I'm like, you know what? I love this event so much. I respect the fucking track so much. I'm not going to get high. I'm like, I will be sober this entire fucking day so that when I see them, I can fucking look them in the eye and give them a straight question.
Can we get high now?
Now I'm high. It's been a long day. But nonetheless, y'all, like, what a fucking pleasure to have you. Angel and I have been fans since earlier this year, and you guys had a fucking awesome show.
Hell yeah.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling now? Especially with the way it ended. Who wants to talk about the way it ended? Because I think the way it's such
how
a killer.
Does it end?
It was dope, man. You said it. I loved it because...
Oh, well, the ending...
Like, Jimmy was like, I can't do this anymore.
The adrenaline rush.
And the last song, my bass pedal, so this is the drum, and the bass pedal punctured... And it got stuck, and I was like fucking kicking it. So it punctured the fucking skin, and I was like, dude, like
I'm like pissed off. Like, keep it going, man.
Yeah, and he's like, keep it going, and like I get the cue from this guy, like keep it going, like,
and he keeps it going.
Like, I try,
and then I realize, so
I fucking turned it around, and I'm like, I just unleashed the beast, and
then we all fucking start fucking it up.
That's
man.
Exactly how I would describe it, unleashing the beast. I was just like, what the hell's going on?
I was like, fucking work, fuck my life.
And I can give you a play-by-play. I'm there, I'm filming, because I'm like, Vinicio's on the fucking floor. This looks badass. So I'm filming.
You were on the floor?
He jumps back on stage. By that point, he's like, sorry, y'all. He's like, we're going to have to stop. And then you guys show what's going on. And out of nowhere, he's just like, he's like looking at it and then jump! And I'm not even like focused on it. I'm like, wait, what just happened?
Dude, someone got punched right now.
And then Vinicio's just like, bah! And I was like, whoa.
They don't call him Benny Balboa for nothing.
Benny Balboa. That's going right here. Bing! Benny Balboa.
Benny Balboa.
It's a coin term.
One hit KO.
One hit wonder.
That's fucking awesome. So the thing we've been asking every band today, so the theme of today has been growth, and we've been asking people to reflect on who they were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what's changed since then, either you as a person, you as a band. Tell us about that.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Well, you probably...
It's probably going to have to be death.
You probably changed a lot.
Thinking about death.
Oh, okay.
Ever since I started thinking about death, I've just been wanting to record as much as possible and try and make the best music I can possibly make, you know?
Hmm.
So that was the change in my life.
What brought on you thinking about death more?
I guess it's probably when I hit 30. You're 30?
You're 30?
When I started acting. Because dude,
this is news for all of us.
I started acting in this play.
Wait, what?
So I started acting in this play called Always Running, and yes. My character Willow, eventually later on in the play, he goes into a different territory, and they kill him, and they run him over and over and over again. Yeah. And so I feel like I experienced death already in the play, so it got me thinking about it, and I've been wanting to write the best music this year.
Yeah,
that's my change. I left my girl.
dude, as is the case with all of us, bro.
I'm a single man.
Dude, Chris can
it hurts. It hurts a lot, man.
I would say maybe.
Hey, I don't want to go over what he just said. I want you to know. I know you kind of just said. I know we're having a good time, but I hear you and I feel you. And dude, when it's over, it's gonna feel so good. Like you have that to look forward to. Like it's gonna feel more better than how much it hurt, you know? Yeah. How it can't hurt you as much as good as getting over it and being a completely changed person will make you feel, bro. Trust me. Dude. Yeah, I know. So I get it, bro.
So anyway.
Dude, that first show was fucking sick when you punched it. Like, woo, woo,
woo. That was all that aggression.
Yeah, dude.
By the way, I have to say, your name's Jimmy?
Yeah.
Bro, you only Jimmy Fallon. Does anybody tell you that?
Yeah.
We're Jimmy Fallon. We got.
Oh,
we
shit.
Got
I just,
we got Brown Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. I see it now.
The Jimmy Fallon that drinks and stuff.
Everyone else, a year ago, what's changed? How are you different?
I would say this year, earlier this year, me and Benny were hanging out a lot, and I don't know, it's. I guess I've been writing a lot more. Well, we've been writing a lot more, like music and stuff. So that's probably what really like changed. Like it was like a big boost. I don't know if it was the whole play going on or what, but something.
You kicked into overdrive.
It was the saxophone, and then I fucking smashed it on accident. Yeah. So
it was an accident.
I wish I could have brought it tonight, but
it was an accident.
You're just like, dude, I just keep fucking smashing things. I'm sorry. You're too strong.
It's in the heat of the moment, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know, like.
That's why I think it felt like such a big moment, at least to me, like capturing that. And I showed it to my friend because we were like, did you film that? And I showed him and I was like, this feels like just some like special moment. There was no other way I would have wanted it to end, you know, because everyone pretty much like, you know, ended and they said, OK, thank you. Goodbye. But not for the tracks. Not like that.
When the first time I ever saw you guys live. The thing that stood out to me, aside from how good you guys were.
Where was
how,
that?
How you in, where at?
Where?
The when you guys did the Echo residency.
The residency, yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
You know why we came?
Go tell them. Tell them a story.
So
bro.
Our whole plan was, oh, dude, there's a really fucking great band called The Trex that has a residency at the Echoplex. I was like, cool, let's go see them. And he's like, yeah, I want to try to hit them up. He's like, to do a music video with them. Mm-hmm. So we're there. We watched y'all play. And the show was over. You guys were like, you know, breaking down. And me and Angel are sitting there, and people are like approaching, you know, you guys and stuff, but it's not a heavy flow of people. So I said, Angel, I said, you should go talk to you. He goes, nah. I'm like, no, I said, like, go talk to him. Angel, I said, like.
Now we just thought, yeah.
I remember, yeah. Did I get your number?
No, I think I just told you, I was like, I'll hit you up on Instagram.
You like, text me a guitar.
Stop.
Hey, I like your shirt, dude. What is that?
Dude, that shirt is fucking fire.
Yeah, that's just sick.
It is a fire shirt. It's a pretty fire shirt.
Like, you're matching the fucking balloons back there and shit.
With the balloons.
Get the balloons. Get the balloons. Get the balloons in here. Get the balloons.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, MVP.
You know what?
MVP.
It's been a fucking MVP. Successful show, dude.
Hell yeah.
It's been a fucking successful. Oscar, yes. Do you even see it? Yeah? Okay.
All right, then we're going to hold it. Maybe right in front of
right
me.
Back here.
Put this shit out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a nice backdrop.
Man,
right there,
you guys have such like the only way I can describe it is like random energy. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know what to expect from any one of you, and like everyone feels so differently. Do y'all feel like that in terms of like your band dynamics? Like, how would you describe each other?
Yeah, but.
More spontaneous.
We just like keeping it interesting, you know. Like it has to have some substance that just like entertains us as well as for the audience, you know. So we like keeping that up in some aspect.
Definitely, come in.
It's been very organic, you know. Like we never even thought about playing music this long.
I don't know if anyone parked on the parking lot. It's on the side right there for the artists. The homeowner wants to close the gate. So if anyone's parked there, man. Please move your car.
Say one last word. Shut the fuck up. Just one.
I gotta move my car, man.
Hell yeah.
Good word.
We'll be here. We'll be
rookie.
Here.
We'll be here holding it down.
All right. Just got cozier.
So you said you like keeping it interesting. Like the
yeah, that was interesting. He's gone.
Yeah.
Like, who would have expected that?
Cool, you know, in our way, like that's how we deliver. Like, what we, I don't know, our brains just work in some beyond ordinary way.
You guys are pretty mythological. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm high or just because, like, there's so much randomness that's just been happening with you guys, but, like, it's hypnotizing.
We think a lot?
Yeah, man, like, I don't know.
I feel the brain power.
Channeling all the aggression, you know?
Yeah, like, man.
Work and, like, just driving in traffic. And
we've known each other for a long time.
Traffic fucking sucks.
Yeah, man, I have the 805 shit, and I'm just trying to break free from that shit, you know?
You said you've known each other for a long time. Have you been playing music and all that time?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Just playing music.
Since at what age, if I could ask?
How old were you? Like 18, 19? Yeah. 18, 19, 17? This guy was like 15.
Dang, you moved your car that quick?
How old were you, Santana, when we first met? Like 16?
15? I think 17.
17.
So we're young, so if a group of 17-year-olds started a band right now, what would you guys tell them?
To like, shut the fuck up.
In terms of like to be...
Keep the drinking to a minimum.
Yeah, stay focused.
And if you want to make focused. This something that's truly something cool that you can make like consecutive albums over and over again, just like cut back on the drinking and do your homework when it comes to like music.
I hate homework.
Keep going. Music,
do your homework as far as like, you know, who inspired who, like Pink Floyd started with Syd Barrett, and then after that, who inspired Syd Barrett, like
Lead Belly,
and then like you just keep on digging and digging, just keep
just
on digging.
Don't listen to Def Leppard
and try to keep drugs and drinking to a minimum.
Yeah. All you Def Leppard fans just got roasted, dude.
Stay focused and don't waste your time on
they're roasting me, man. I like Def Leppard.
Chop awesome. We might be seeing the end of the band finally. Like, just like, hey, dude, you like Def Leppard, I don't.
Have the trucks reach the end of their track. Oh, I need my shades. Have the tracks.
A lot of people have been asking
reached
that.
The end of their track.
Da da na na na.
What are you
doing? I don't know, random.
Fucking Random Kings.
Wait, that's Thug Life.
Yeah, Thug Life.
Dude, I fucking love you guys.
Yeah,
honestly.
And I want my friend to come in here too, man.
Yeah. Oscar, we finally got our answer. Oscar. Yeah. Oscar finally made it.
MVP.
MVP. MVP.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, have you ever seen Oscar La Jolla fight?
I've seen one. Yeah.
Hey, Oscar, how did it feel performing tonight, like in front of all those people?
Wait, you performed?
No,
he didn't.
He's performing right now, man.
Well, he kind of was performing, in all seriousness. He's been working all day.
That's true, dude.
Filming, taking behind-the-scenes footage, capturing you guys playing. How does he look?
Old enough. I want to say 16.
Wow.
I mean, you got that 5 o'clock shadow, so it's
Oh, that's right, that's right. I say 19.
19? Wow.
20.
22. Close.
Yeah, Vinicius closest.
23.
Yeah.
23, but boom.
23.
You're killing it, man.
Dude, I think we're all killing it. Let's fucking give let's give some props to all of us tonight, cause like we're fucking here. Holy shit! And so we're wrapping up the fucking night, so we can either go home or keep partying. I don't know which one we're gonna do yet, but the final question that we want to talk to you guys about.
Hell yeah!
Fuck yes! We talked about who you guys used to be. We talked about who you are now. What does the future look like for you guys? What do you hope to achieve in like a year? Who do you hope to be in a year? What do you hope to have done?
Quit our fucking jobs.
Quit your fucking jobs, 2020. Quit your fucking jobs.
Quitting our jobs, we want to make it seem, we don't want to, because like I think the first album kind of had like a little commercial sound to it. And we wanted to do that because like, you know. We wanted to like make some good music that could be like played on the airwaves and shit, you know. So I think the second album's definitely gonna be a lot darker and it's
more raw.
It's gonna talk about the times more, a little more, and it's not gonna be as cute as the first one.
Damn it!
I like that. No, I like that. I like that.
You said damn it. You want the cuteness to continue.
Damn it! I like cute. No,
just like your shirt, bro.
Hey, there's gonna be some cute songs.
There's still some.
Okay, then I'm happy.
We got cuteness.
Sick.
In there.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We're
looking forward
half
to
dark, half cute.
Second album.
Sounds like me.
Sounds like all of us.
Sounds like all, exactly. Sounds like all of us. Because all of us, bro. This is the event that finally united the tracks, the Altins, Mind Monogram, Welfare on the same
great,
bill.
Man.
Yeah, this is,
man.
This is us, I think, at the peak of like the new horizon. It's like we finally made it on the top. Now it's time to go to the other side.
Yeah, now it's just snowballing down, bro. And we're all in this shit together.
All of us. All of us.
It's going to be
2020,
bro.
And just like that, fucking 2020, dog. We're calling it the year of that brown people finally fucking get what do we get?
Awareness.
Fuck yeah.
Safety, love, respect.
No, man for life.
No, our name.
No, our name.
Gingerbread boys.
Just not even awareness, musically awareness, politically awareness, like with your neighborhood awareness, what's going on with your surroundings, like, cause like all this gentrification shit's going on. Like,
they're taking our opportunities away, you know, and that's how I feel about it. Just a little taste of the heart.
And we won't stop till they're all fucking dead!
No, holy shit!
Well, we gotta use our brains, you know?
Use our fucking brains. Dude, he's like, I'm dead.
What I hope for 2020 is like kids in like high school and shit get like the electives that they actually wanna take.
Yes!
You know?
Yeah! Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Nah, and not like, oh, that class is full. Oh, fuck your fucking class is
fuck
full.
That. And teachers telling you that you can't do that fucking elective.
Same shit.
Yes. Sir. Yes.
That's one less detention room, bitch.
Dude, big changes are coming 2020, and you're fucking hearing it for the first time right here.
Yeah, so, they just knocked down the R building in Roosevelt.
Fuck you, Roosevelt,
fuck
for knocking
you.
That shit down.
They like, we were like the guinea pigs in Roosevelt. Like, hey, you're gonna have 4 periods. Hey, never mind, you're gonna have 8 periods now. Fuck, they were. Yeah, like,
hey, I'm gonna split you up and send you another campus. How do you like
they
that, huh?
This fool to another school. Like,
nah, that guy's C-Track. I don't talk to him.
Yeah, dude, fuck C-Track.
A-Track?
Fuck C-Track?
That's
me, boy.
All right, we're about to fight, right? We're about to have an after school rumble, A-Track versus B-Track.
You're not gonna wanna look at it. It's not gonna be pretty. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for fucking tuning in with our interview of the tracks.
I'm not done yet!
A-Track? Hey, Trump!
MVP! 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 Oscar! Oscar! Oscar!
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chris. Thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at Angel I Salinas _.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Take a listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcast.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Welfare, and then come back here.
Sorry, John, but we got other things to do.
Whoa!